Counterspin Media's Truthathon, Part 5, a bonus feature. Pascal Najati was scheduled to be the last speaker on the Truthathon, but had to postpone at the last minute. He joined us 2 days later for this stunning interview, Switzerland, Trump, and the fight against the deep state treason.
Throughout history, the struggle between good and evil has been ever present, from biblical tales to modern times. Today, the New World Order symbolizes the latest manifestation of darkness, epitomized by the Great Reset. However, humanity's great awakening signals our united stand against this malevolence. We are destined to triumph over evil. And now, Counterspin Media is unveiling the Great Awakening and resisting the Great Reset in this 12-hour Truthathon titled Conquering Darkness, heralding humanity's triumph over the New World Order.
Welcome to Counterspin. Our guest today is none other than Pascal Najati, former retired Swiss investment banker, filmmaker, and author. He is best known for producing films like Grounding, That's the Last Days of Swiss Air in 2006, which was incidentally voted one of the best films in Swiss film history. He also produced Ruben News 2015 and National Citizens Inquiry. Pascal is the son of Hussein Najati, who was the co-founder of the World Economic Forum along with Klaus Schwab. His father left Klaus Schwab's organization when he discovered what the World Economic Forum was all about, and a lot of people out there are starting to come to terms with that beast as well. He continued to speak out after leaving the organization. Unfortunately, Hussein Najati was assassinated in Malaysia in 2015, and no doubt we will talk about that with Pascal coming up. Joining me will be our resident poet and writer, Mike B, who will also ask a number of questions with Pascal as we discuss everything to do with the Donald J. Trump, the current commander-in-chief of the U.S. military, Operation Codename Storm, and a whole host of other things like the Law of War manual. So stay tuned, and let's get this underway. Welcome to the show, Pascal.
Yes, a lot of greetings to you guys, to New Zealand. You suffered a lot. Greetings to all the audience on your wonderful show, which I know there's many followers worldwide. And thank you for staying up late. I'm far away from Switzerland. I'm we have 800 bases around the world, the US military has, and right now we're enjoying wonderful sunshine here. So greetings to all human beings, human species, fellow divine human species around the world. We suffered a lot. It's coming to an end. And special greetings to all brave men and women of your military, the United States military, our military, and brave men, women of the New Zealand forces, special operations, and New Zealand branches of military that are, in effect, in active war duty and cannot tell or could not tell up to now or up to soon their parents and loved ones what they really are doing because they are under military secret, under war duty. And I can tell you that the New Zealand Air Force is with their planes in our airspace on bases. And people say, oh, they're doing training. Yeah, they do. We do train New Zealand forces, pilots of the Air Force, but they don't bring along their own planes. We have them because we sold it to them, right? So we gave it to them. So they are flying operations under the command of current wartime president, commander-in-chief, also my commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump.
That's brilliant. Mike, yeah. We do want to open up with some questions because I think Pascal is a goldmine of information and what
absolutely.
We've got in here, we'll try to get as much as we can out of him.
We want to really use this time. So, Pascal, I think in this audience you're going to have quite a lot of pretty well-informed people. I wrote two articles about what you're doing and we've made available a number of your videos. But there might be just some people that don't know anything. A very quick overview of especially the last few years and what you're doing now.
If you don't mind.
But before that, how you got to that point. And then we'll ask more specific questions, especially about New Zealand.
Right. Of course, all questions are fine. There's nothing to hide. We're talking about publicly now publicly accessible information, so please go ahead.
Do you want to just say a little about how you got involved in this? What leads you to doing what you're doing now with the Space Force? And
I'm doing nothing with the Space Force. It's God's hand. God exists. He created the universe. He's very big. And he loves you all, by the way. He lives in you right now. And we come to that later. I tell you why. It's God's will, really. He's in charge. And I was, before that, an investment banker, a military officer, investment banker, worked for Merrill Lynch and Co., shuttled between Wall Street and London, and then became a board member of the oldest British merchant bank, and then became Dresdner Bank, that was at that time the second largest bank of Germany, based in London. And I was dealing with governments, i.e. I was doing strategic finance operations or strategies for countries. So I was dealing at some stages also with heads of states, minister level for sure, and central bank governors. And the responsibilities were Central Europe, that is Baltics down to Croatia, which got liberated in 95. And then we went on to cover the Russian Federation, then Central Asia, the Stans, right? Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan. And then I was in charge also at the same time of the Middle East, that's from Lebanon, the Lebanon down to Oman, ex-Iran, no Iran, and the African continent, which is pretty big. And what I saw there was not convincing me really anymore. In the end of 90s, I saw stuff happening which is just not right. And you have the World Bank corrupt. You have the IMF corrupt. You have the central banks corrupt, printing money like crazy. And then you have the banking system corrupt, like judiciaries corrupt. Everything was corrupt. I saw behind the scenes because I was dealing in some cases in decisions between war and peace, and I saw how to negotiate. And in some cases, we did some good stuff, good things. But I couldn't live with that anymore, 2004. I left the industry and helped my father. My late father got assassinated in Malaysia. He was a big banker himself. We used to have our own banks in the Middle East, in Bahrain, and in Malaysia, and in Europe. And we, when he got assassinated in 2013, God rest his soul, he's fine. I cannot talk to him directly, but I'm with him, and he's with me. I reoriented my life because I went into deep depression. If you lose a parent like this, it depends on the case, of course. I was not yet conscious enough about, like, now, okay? And I had a lot of time to think, if you have a depression like this, and believe me, it's tough. It's the worst thing you can have. The worst illness is this. Then you have to fight with yourself. You have to fight with yourself. And then came COVID, right? And then the machine told us, the machine meaning the whole surrounding was perfectly set up, it will kill you, you must protect others. And they used coercion. Coercion is an illegal force, it's criminal. Coercive action is a crime. You cannot coerce someone doing things they don't really want to. It's manipulation. That's what they have done. And you can call that force inject the population with something that was not licensed, not tested. So take that snapshot. We had to travel, and they said you can travel if you got this QR code and all these things. You can sit in an aircraft, you can sit in a train. And later, you know the moment, all of you know the moment when Janine Small became famous, a totally not famous person, representing the already executed Mr. Burla Pfizer in the European Parliament. I believe it was in October 22, when a European Parliament member, I think he's from Holland, Dutch, asked her, have you tested the endpoints of the vaccine before going to market? And she said, of course not. We have to go with the speed of science. Mm-hmm. When she said that with this little slight smile on her face, I realized that they've injected something completely different than medicine, vaccine, and I took a few days to have it sink in. I'm informed about biological weapons from the military, but I was not yet conscious that they've gone that far. And went to the police station because my then sitting president and minister of health, Alain Berset, not sure if he knows if he's alive still or not, but we'll see. He said, this is a good thing. It was December 2020. He announced the vaccine as safe, tested like any other vaccine. That means 10 years, right? And effective. Those three lies in one sentence. And said, you go and vaccinate now. We all thought, yes. But then he said, he went one step further. He said in October, I believe in, was October 21, he said on TV, when they had to implement the COVID law, which is illegal, it's unconstitutional, vaxxed, unvaxxed. If you have this, pass, this vaccination pass on your phone, on your telephone, yeah, you can be sure that you're not contaminating others, and you can be sure that you're not infected. That was a lie too. And with that, he manipulated the voters, which are, their attention span is short. As you know, it was prime time, Swiss state television. Can you imagine? And then I said, that's it. I went to the police station, abuse of office. That's Article 312 of the Swiss Penal Code. And there was a bit of a haggling at the police station. They didn't want to do it. I said, you have to. They said, no, we don't do this. I said, you do, you will. And they did. It went to the state prosecution, the federal prosecution, because he said, remember, sitting president and minister of health. Therefore, if a case, a criminal charge, it's not a court case. Remember, people get confused. I reported a crime like you report Harry shooting Peter with 9mm gun in your shopping street. That's a reporting of a crime. So I reported the crime. I instructed prosecution to start a criminal investigation because I have proven record on public TV. He said it protects you. And now why did I have proof that he lied? Because his own infection control director, Dr. Virginie Massere, she became famous, in July, I believe, I can't have the dates in my head now, but long before he made that statement, she said, "Oi, we got the CDC note, that's the United States, that proves that vaccinated, injected people transmit this so-called virus, non-existent virus, as easily as unvaccinated people." Wow. So he was contradicting his own director in the Office of Public Health, government, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She then left after he made this lie on TV. She quit the job. She left. She's actually a doctor for children. And I hope she's well. She's in that sense a hero because she spoke the truth. Now they did, now I can say it, they did the right mistakes from their perspective. From their perspective, the criminal perspective, they did the right thing. The prosecutor's name, I say it here, it's real fun now, it's really fun. Niels Ekman was the federal prosecutor handling this file. Wrote back to me after 3 months or 2 months, case rejected. Criminal charges rejected because Mr. Berset did not use force. Lie, coercion is force. It's not poisonous. Nanolipids are toxins, are on the box, toxins. Nanolipids are toxins. It's even on the veils. Lie. Then my lab reports are speculation. Sure, speculation. Yeah. 16 pages of blood cell studies of a laboratory in Germany. Speculation. And they also said that Professor Bhakti, who is quite famous now worldwide, one of my experts and health advisors and a friend, Professor Bhakti wrote a 2-page report for the prosecution in English. His conclusions from the 16-page blood test analysis, I have spikes in the blood, 183.5 pg per milliliter. A healthy person has 0 toxin spikes
wow.
in his body. And I had ATP levels that collapsed. They only collapsed because the nanolipids, they shot in, they were positively charged into negatively charged cells. And in the cell, you have the wonderful lice factory called mitochondria. And the mitochondria get destroyed, they don't grow back. The cells grow back, but not the mitochondria. That's why many people, most people, billions of people have now coup de barre. En français, you feel tired. You walk stairs, you can't move anymore. You want to go back to bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, you have no energy, you feel sick. That's the easy part. We unfortunately lost millions of people on myocarditis. That's the myocard muscle that activates your hydraulic pump, the heart pump. And the heart muscles mostly are infected, inflamed, and the pump function goes from 100% down to 30%. Then you have a heart attack. We have AVCs, blood clot shots, thrombocytes, mainly from the legs, shooting up into the brain, making people gaga. And or worse now, it's exploding everywhere, the so-called turbo cancer. So they said, Professor Bhakti's analysis is not reliable. Not reliable. Well, Professor Bhakti has educated more than 10,000 medical doctors in German universities in his life. He's over 70 years old, young. So they call Professor Bhakti unreliable. That means they're insulting him and 10,000 other doctors, and they're insulting all the universities, which are very famous in Germany, where he was teaching. So it's clear. They did the right thing from their point of view, rejecting those criminal charges. For us, now I can say it, it was a stratagem. I'm a real victim. I am dying from it. My mother too. That is true. But it was our stratagem, a ruse. They walked flat into it, and now the ruse is closed because the executive order 13818 has been all of a sudden been published in the whitehouse.gov website being asked continued. And if you read executive order 13818, it is clear what is happening next. Serious human rights abuse, crimes, corruption that pose a unusual, extraordinary threat to the national security of the United States, foreign policy and economy of the United States of America. Guess what is going to happen now? Now, with that, I have proven also, not with lawyers. No, at war, we don't need lawyers anymore. Okay, we don't. They're useless. In wars, you have commanders and you have field reports. A soldier is as important as a general and vice versa. Because if you see a tank, you report it to the commander. Or you see a war crime or crimes against humanity, you report it to the commanders. That's what I've done. So as a formality, I declared the Swiss judiciary as unreliable. I use nice words. My commander-in-chief, current wartime President Trump, has better words, and I join him in that. He calls them downright corrupt, filthy, rotten. And I made the statement before I did my action. And on the 27th of January 24, just for the fun of it, I have formally reported the entire Swiss current government, former governments, all institutions, National Bank, all the banks, all the doctors, everything, for serious crimes against humanity, COVID, PSYOPs, and other things like corruption and treason, 18, that's Title 18, 23, 81, against the United States during wartime, by supporting an enemy against the United States, that is WEF, UN, WHO, creating the PSYOPs, and many other financial transactions which went through our country and go through our country. And that was a formality because since that day, then I joined the United States military. You can call that irregular. And people said, you're not American. Well, yes, it's true. I have no American passport. But guess what? We're at war. That's Title 50, Section 1550. And during wartime, when the Marines went to France to denazify France, the French only lasted about 40 days against the Nazis. The Soviets took out the Nazis in Berlin. It took them 4 years and 26 million lives, but they won the war for everybody. The first wave of Nazis were stopped in Berlin. But the resistance, the famous resistance in France, those were French nationals. But they saw the GI jeeps coming and say, hey, we want to help you. Give me a weapon, ammunition, and they joined immediately. No need for paperwork. The US Marines to shoot the Nazis and blow up the Nazi tanks, which they have done, like Marcel Dassault. That's why Marcel Dassault, the famous engineer for fighter jets Mirage, got the name Dassault because he had a Jewish name, and they called him Dassault, Char Dassault, attack tank killer. That's why Dassault, the avion Dassault, the corporate jet company in France, Dassault, is Dassault, referring to the attack tank of the Germans, which Dassault blew up as a young resistance member. Now, that's it, really. It should give a bit of comfort now. I'd like people to not relax. No, we're at war, yes. But this war is not against the people. You need to understand that. President Trump, in his first mandate, Donald J. Trump, and the military intelligence, with the help of hero General Michael Flynn, I made a little video about that too. Great movie coming out. You go and check it out. General Flynn in the background and the US military intelligence. And now I say it, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is part of a global, is part of the US special operations. Julian and WikiLeaks busted the coup d'etat, which was launched by Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden to steal the election in 2016. And if you remember, the polls of the candidate Trump were not very good, right? Because they rigged them, they cheated. And then the US military did not add votes, illegal votes, to for Trump to win. No, no, no. They just cut off the rogue elements, adding illegal votes, and then flip the switch, went pro-Trump, and he won the presidential election. He was honestly, truly president-elect and took them by surprise. That's it. And then he said immediately, they're rigged. Obama and Clinton spied on my campaign, Biden. And the deep state said, no, he's a crazy guy. Trump is crazy. He's just an ego thing and blah, 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 blah. Well, after the 2020 election, when he was still in the transition period, he made a press conference. I've made a short little video about that too, where he said that Obama, Biden, Joe Biden, Clapper, all these bad and sick people, but Obama, President Obama, and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden have abused the U.S. Intelligence community to spy. Susan Rice, also by boom boom, Susan Rice, they have passed on secret information to the Biden campaign, spying on the president. That is treason. 23, 18, Title 18, 2381. Boom. And he said, let's see what happens to them. It's treason. Well, you need to understand the words of a president first, not a Kabbalist, a real guy. Trump has never, ever betrayed his word. Never. His word is his bond. Now, if you follow that, just follow the reality that he's an honest person. When he speaks, he does. Then you can extrapolate. If something is reliable and has a constant speed, you can extrapolate, you can collate, and then pretty sure make a decision whether to believe this person or not. I believe him. I always believed him. I trusted him. I congratulated him in the 2016 election by email through friends in the Trump Tower. So he said, let's see what happens to them. Well, boom, boom. So what have I done? I lost myself a bit. The war is still ongoing. It is a covert, global, covert defense war, not against the people. Mm-hmm. It will remove all the governments that have betrayed your respective constitutions, which have hurt 5.7 billion people and children, injecting them with a military grade, me too, bioweapon, knowingly. It's unfathomable what they have done beyond biblical, and our response now is a multiple beyond biblical, and God is watching us and helping us getting it done. The war is done, and every film comes to an end because Joe Biden, of course, is not Joe Biden. Many people realize that now. I don't know where I'm going, and he's falling down the stairs of Air Force One. Oh, dude, the funeral of Joe Biden was already displayed on CNN Communist Network as well. The backdrop was Arlington Cemetery, all the crosses you saw, three cannons. Wow, guys.
That's right.
Three cannons, 21 shots is a funeral protocol, not the confirmation of the U.S. military. That's a legal act, by the way, four cannons and 21 shots. That's not just fun. But the three cannons in Arlington shot at 9 seconds interval. You can time it. You can see the YouTube. I published a little video. And the four cannons that President Trump received at the joint Andrews Air Force Base with Melania in front of Air Force One, which he used to fly to Mar-a-Lago, the White House, 21 shots, 3 seconds interval. Guess what? That was, again, of course, the reconfirmation in his case, reconfirmation. You are our commander-in-chief. So, current wartime president and my commander-in-chief of the United States is running the show, and the U.S. Space Force, the USSF, since August 15th, 2022, is controlling all U.S. military satellites in space and also all U.S. military communications, 800 bases, ship-to-shore, shore-to-ship, space aircraft, you name it, field communication. And because we're at war, and this is good this time, the cyber ops of the Space Force, of course, also even in real time now, listen to this call on Zoom. Of course they do. This is good because a message to the bad and sick people out there in New Zealand, bad and sick people, the Freemasons, all these secret societies, the illegal, the criminal rogue ministers and that have done harm, all these bad and sick people, well, your SMS, WhatsApp, Telegram, what is their signal? Even their expensive military-grade encrypted Swiss military communications. You're all on record now, and it's all there. So we know where they live. The coordinates are known of their hideouts, their secret girlfriends, or whatever worse they have. They're done. Pedophiles, listen carefully, pedocriminals. Your networks are done because we also know where you are and where you have done what crime again with children. You get a bullet. Children are now protected under the U.S. law of war manual. That means any pedo criminal will be shot at the door. Boom, no questions asked. We don't go to court anymore. We're at war. And the commander of a tank or a helicopter, a pilot, or an officer in the field has the authority in war crimes and crimes against humanity, against children. They can execute, and they should. They execute immediately. There's no court procedures. And the rest is taken to Guantanamo, Diego Garcia, you name it. There's many bases where we have so-called temporary check-in with no checkout desk. Yeah.
If before we focus on our domestic issue, which is Jacinda Ardern, John Key, who both, I might add, helped with the signing off on the warrants through our Security Intelligence Service and GCSB to spy on the Trump campaign, and of course launch into the whole COVID scam, and the, like you say, rightfully so, poisoning everyone and sundry and then coercing them to do so, the ones who resisted. I just want to go overseas because we notice there's a lot of things happening abroad that most people aren't aware of are actually interconnected, like the royal family suddenly being out of the spotlight, the Pope not doing his normal things, the Vatican, as we alluded to previously, closed for business, which is highly unusual, and but yet the other little center of this trident, let's say, of corruption, Israel seems at this point to continue to operate at will. Is there any time soon that we're going to see them brought to an end?
Yeah. Look, let's go step by step. Let's look at the things that happened already. That's maybe a good point to start so people can check and verify. We like that, check and verify. Don't call it fact check is a WEF connotation. Fact check is check and verify. Ronald Reagan said that once. He was a good guy, right? He was a good guy. But he was powerless against the deep state. They gave him a warning shot when they tried to assassinate him or gave him a strife shot. Now, the UN in Geneva back home is shut before Christmas, closed. Mm. Can you imagine? The UN headquarters closed, shut. as a signal, people, we are in charge. Don't worry anymore. Second, the Pope has been shot, executed. Francis is gone quite some time now. Look at the photo of the so-called current Pope. Look at the different face. Look at the faces. Yeah. Just look at the face. And the voice as well. And he couldn't give his Easter speech. Hello, Pope? The Catholic Church is a Kabbalist, satanic organization. They are shut down, blown up, finished. They have made a pact thousands of years ago with, well, the Jews, which also, let's be clear, they put this Hitler thing that there's a Jewishness, a Jewish genome in the DNA. Sorry to say that. It's not true. It's not true. You can have a Jewish belief. That's a different story. But God did not, and I'm pretty clear about this, did not choose one human species over the other and made them the chosen people. Forget it. So, forget it. God is in every one of us. But they seem to be chosen, they think. They're not. And Israel, I cannot give you military secrets because I don't have them. I don't need to give you military secrets. Why should I? But I can tell you something else. October 7th, right? This horrible attack.
Yeah.
Hamas, right? And then the Israeli borders, the gates were wide open for 7 hours.
Seven hours.
How about this one? It was staged. It was an operation to trap Netanyahu, to show to the people that they wanted to start the Third World War. That was the end of Israel. The state of Israel is finished. It's over. The Balfour treaties, go and check, are expired. It was illegal land from the beginning, illegal. State of Israel was illegal, will be removed, cancelled. And it's nothing to do with anti-Semitism. And by the way, if I'm anti-Semitic, well, guess what? Yes, I am. I have free speech. I don't like what they have done. All key people in the COVID attack on the human species were either Israelis, Israeli passport holders, or Jewish. Guess what? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So the question about Israel, remember Kamala Harris said when it happened, oh, the U.S. is not sending any troops to Israel? It's public news. Go and Google it. Because, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that you see are actors. They have no power whatsoever. They're doing every morning the script, the pre-show script, what to say. It's a studio. The White House is locked. The real White House is in Mar-a-Lago. We published now the .gov no-fly zone, which ends on the last day of May of this year. That should tell you a lot, right? There's a missile defense system over a private hotel conglomerate. Hello? Wake up, people. So Israel, over 30 military forces, Navy, special operations, aircraft, and my colleague, comrade Derek Johnson, military veteran, published the official radar pictures, which were accessible. So Kamala Harris said, we're sending no assets to Israel. Hello? Same day we saw the E-4B, that's the nuclear so-called dooms plane of the president or the Secretary of Defense, flying right into Israel. And we had all massive ships and navies in the sea around it. It's over. Israel, don't worry about it. Palestine belongs to the Palestinians, always did belong to them. They were living like inhuman. I mean, they were treating them like inhumans. They were cramped into a territory that is fit for 10,000 people. 1.5 million people had to survive there. You cannot imagine what that means. You can't, because most people are not, thank God, born into such misery and abhorrent crime oppressed on them. Rest assured, God didn't want that to happen, and it's corrected. Yeah.
Mike.
Well, New Zealand. You mentioned the New Zealand military already at the beginning and congratulated them for what they are doing. But this is not something that people know here. And in fact, our military has been systematically weakened by socialist governments.
Yes.
And we know nothing of this. I mean, some people do because we've listened to you and Derek Johnson and a few other sources. But this idea of 34 nations roundabout in an alliance with America.
Yes.
And New Zealand is one of those. You can say that categorically. Can you say a little bit more about how that affects New Zealand?
It's not just allied. They're under our command, or under the command of President Trump. He's the supreme commander, right? Russia is also under the command and coordination of the United States military, so is the Chinese and the Indians, Australians. Why? Go to Derek Johnson's websites. It's my nation, my7076.com nation. Go to the documents, one word, .info.
Yeah.
In there, he's published radar pictures, which are not military radar pictures. These are the normal flight radar, 24 publicly accessible pictures where he made snapshots. And then you see on some of them, and you can find them yourself in the radar website sometimes, New Zealand Air Force flying around Chicago or Idaho or, I don't know, the Rockies. Again, the United States Air Force is training, of course, like many other nations, the pilots of certain contingents in American airspace on a new aircraft, right? I'm selling an American aircraft. I have the pilots in the United States to learn how to fly it, how to operate it. It's normal. But those pilots bring along their helmets, they bring along their whatever. They don't bring along their New Zealand registered military aircraft all the way. No need, because we got them in the United States to train. But those assets are, since years, flying and operating out of the United States military bases. So this gives you confirmation New Zealand military is part of it, without me giving military secrets that I don't have and I don't want to have. I don't need them. The exact list is secret. Yes, it is. But if you read the Title 50, Section 1550, the war declaration put in by current wartime President Commander-in-Chief Donald J. Trump on the 20th of December, 2019, you can read blah, 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 and joining or calling on partner forces, military forces, regular and irregular, around the world. It says a worldwide war, worldwide declaration of war. So don't worry, the horse mouth, your crack-smoking, WEF, global leaders, whatever, stupid, call a bitch, I'm sorry, criminal. Mouth, what's the name? Anders, what's this horse
Jacinda.
Mouth?
Jacinda.
Yeah.
Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oof. She's gone already?
But I haven't seen her. Have you seen Bill Gates? Where's Obama gone?
I haven't seen Bill Gates.
No. Where's John Kerry with his climate? CO2. Hey, Greta, where are you now? So much sun out there. I'm dying. maybe not Greta because she was a minor, so I don't think she gets shot for that. She was paid for that. Corruption. But General Secretary Guterres, where are you? Where is this? What's her name? I can't see these bad people. I can't remember the names. The horse mouth. The crack-smoking horse mouth. Woman. Is she a woman? We don't know these days, right? She's gone. Forget it. So what you should do now is only one thing. Don't give up. Forget hope. With hope, we go to hope with war. Yes, we do. But believe in yourself. God is living in you since you're born. He brought you to this world with your mom, a mother, a woman, and he talks to you. You can talk to him without going to church or to the synagogue or to a mosque. I'm very sorry, guys. You don't need to go to a church. You know, the Catholic priest once told me in Lucerne when I was born, you're not allowed to talk to God. You must go for Jesus Christ. Oh, really? Through this white-skinned Swiss lawyer-looking dude, the whole world was caged in for Jesus and the churches. They made the world the church, the cabal. You understand now the game?
Yes.
We're not allowed to talk to God. Now, do you think God put in an ambassador? Forget it. He's so powerful, he created the universe, and he's not able to listen to us. See, the Bible made a major lie. If you read, it's simple physics. If we agree that we are now in the third dimension, I believe we are. I'm from a different dimension, the fifth, but that's a different story. Third dimension. The Bible says, I came and I created the universe, right? and the world and the space and all the people and the animals. There's one physical mistake. I cannot swim in a swimming pool and then claim to my wife that I'm creating this pool. I'm already in it, right? That means, I can tell you this, God exists. He is so big. He was outside of that universe, of course, to create the universe. You have to be outside to create something, right?
Correct.
So there is your giveaway, like so many other things, but we have no time for that. It will all be revealed. Operation Storm is not just about COVID, the crimes. Of course, the first immediate action will be the antidote. We all that got poisoned are, by the way, it's not about unvaxxed anymore, too. Unfortunately, Dr. Robert Young and I made this revelation. Unfortunately, all human beings, human species have been transfected by nanotech, bioweapon, nanolipids, spikes in the blood. My fiance Isabel, who was a resistant, she did not allow a needle to go into her body. She shows the same amount of extremely excessive high dose of toxic spikes in her blood. Last month, we made the lab test in Germany. Proof, and I don't go to private stuff. We didn't have any, on purpose, physical interaction because we thought, you know, we can segregate this somehow. But no. She is completely transfected. And the giveaway there is everybody should do this. Go to the pharmacy. Get the pH urine test. These are little paper stripes with a color code. You must do the urine in the morning, not the afternoon. The first urine in the morning, pee on it. And then you see everybody on this planet, it's not a planet, it's a world, Earth, right now is transfected with this bioweapon, military grade, and your pH level is not higher than 6. It's between 5 and 5.5, 5.8. I guarantee you, this is proof that you are poisoned. And disease is the word, disease. You're not at ease. It's because you've been poisoned with a military-grade bioweapon. Your pH is so low that it's the breeding ground for turbo cancer. There you go. You need to get your alkaline level up fast. And it's not expensive. Get clay. The horses, they go into the clay, right? They go around, and the cows as well, to get the pH level up. So clay is cheap. You every morning, 3 drinks, you put clay in the glass, water, drink it, lunch, dinner. And then there's these things. Dr. Robert Young is not the shareholder of it. It's not. It's a nano solution with 3 drops under the tongue to get the nanotech out and fry it. It's called Masterpiece. Google it. It's in my show notes later. I mean, we're not making money on a crisis at all. But the U.S. military will roll out worldwide. All military forces will roll out the antidote. They will. What you're seeing happening now, coming to an end, this film has 2 endings. The director cut by God and Commander-in-Chief, God and serving God, our president and commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, and the military, that happy ending is a director's cut, which is the best ending for humanity ever, the liberation from all governments. Oh, the other ending is gruesome, is horrible, abhorrent, great for us to watch, because that's the showtime. The 5% of the war that is not disclosed yet is the showtime where you will be locked up, but not for a virus. You can drink champagne and beer and have a party, really do. There's no internet, there's no TV except one channel. Follow the military then. But that's when they pick up all this bad and see government people who still believe they're in power, gone, finished. And the U.S. military codes of justice will govern our constitutions, protect and uphold the constitutions, and protect the people and the children. And military courts will be our courts to go to if there is a disagreement, and it will be solved. There's a real law now. And the judiciary is gone. So important, we are transfected. Now, do not panic. I know we lost a lot of people. I think, we talked 20 million. I think it's much more. We have 1 billion people killed and or injured through this bioweapon. And remember, they say, oh, Trump was the father of the vaccine. That might be your next question, right?
Yeah, it was actually. That was exactly going to be it.
Yeah. I'm from the fifth dimension. I don't read your private notes here, but, you know, look, to abolish, to uproot, since JFK, that plan is in the works, by the way, to cancel the deep state, which is not just a deep state like CNN. No, no. This is the Khazarian mafia. This goes back to the Phoenicians. Our science is wrong. I can declare today, time, the concept of time, is wrong. Actually, we have no time. You'll find that out. It'll be told to you by the military when you're locked up. To do all this monumental work, President Trump said it. In America, we do not worship government. We worship God. And I add to that now, we all worship God. And I talk to the Swiss corrupt people now. We all worship God. Yes, we do. And now we show you where God resides. Now, the Trump warp speed, they say, oh, I did warp speed. Wait, warp speed was done by bad and sick people before. The military intelligence knew about this, the good guys. Then Trump came and played stupid, right? Oh, there's a right. Then, you know, they came with WHO, Wuhan, people falling over. Then the bat story, having sex in a wet market, two bats. And the thing going out. The virus traveled faster than a 747 from Wuhan to Switzerland. They already were in hazmat suits running around. Impossible. There is no viruses. It is not a virus. It never was. And there's no viruses. There's no viruses. Viruses don't exist. Professor Montagnier, shortly before he died in the American hospital in Paris, he confessed. And said, I've never actually isolated any virus in my entire scientific life. Viruses are a deep state invention to fuel the pharmaceuticals, which will be obliterated now. We don't need pharmaceutical companies anymore because science is wrong. We are frequency-related beings, human species. And the best God has given us the natural immune system. This is a very complex machine. We are a wonder. God's wonder. They tried to manipulate the gene, right? They wanted to go and that's what they wanted to do. The immune system can deal, is your pharmaceutical companies in your body right now. And this will be disclosed, of course, to the people, to humanity. We're changing the system now. Finished. Trump played stupid. They came to his office, intelligence officers probably, I don't know, I wasn't there in the Oval Office. Mr. President, we have a situation. He said, oh, what is it? This guy's falling over. WHO gave an alert. Pandemic. Pandemic is an invention by WHO, by the way, go and check. And he said, okay, do we have an antidote, a vaccine? And then who's in charge? Oh, this guy Fauci, get in with the office. Dr. Fauci, what's your recommendation? Ah, oh, vaccine. No, no, sir, it's so difficult. We need about 10 or 12 years, you know. The virus is constantly mutating, right? What do we do? Yeah, lockdown and masks. Okay, do that. Then we had the lockdowns and masks, remember? But then President Trump came on shows every time, repeatedly. Take hydrochloroxine. It's just the flu. Stay at home. Don't go testing. Don't go to the hospital. Don't panic. And take ivermectin. Well, what did the FDA do? They canceled ivermectin. And, you know, so it was a big stratagem, a kaleidoscope, actually, of several stratagems worldwide put out by the military intelligence. So what you're seeing is the current wartime President Trump doing his job, protecting the Constitution and the world right now. But it's not about Trump. This is JFK, vision of JFK to take out the deep state, the Khazarian mafia, and they assassinated him. I believe he's still alive, but maybe I'm wrong. I hope to be right. And the ruse was warp speed. Now, Trump has taken that warp speed program and accelerated it, called Putin probably. I don't know if he done it, but his friend Vlad, and said, Vladimir, come out with your Sputnik now. Putin came out, we got a vaccine, Sputnik 5, salt water. And Putin's not going to inject Pfizer into his soldiers, forget it. And then Trump said, oh, we also have a vaccine in the United States, we're fast. They're two great companies, they make competition, Moderna and Pfizer, right? And people were fighting in Switzerland, I want the Pfizer, no, I want the Moderna. they've manipulated us that people go voluntarily to get killed. It's unbelievable. And the labels were put on those flasks. They were already stored. Of course, the Space Force and all the people knew about this. I mean, the good guys. But then he made, with his warp speed, Trump warp speed, he made the system trip over until they had to declare it a flu, right? Remember?
That's right.
And it was April 10. That was April 10. It was Easter Monday when fake Biden made a public announcement, one line, we stopped the COVID national emergency in the United States. And then all the injections fell apart, correct?
Hmm.
And then what happened? The ugly part came, like the injuries, the death, the teenagers falling over, the kids. Johnson & Johnson, bye-bye. AstraZeneca, bye-bye. Moderna, Pfizer, Merck, you're gone. You're finished. All gone. Finished. You're jobless. Out. And those who were involved with the vaccines, you'll be executed. You can hear it from me. I don't care. We have no money for you guys in prisons. You're not worth putting them to prison. They cost $400 a day. You must be kidding me. A bullet is 20 cents. That's even expensive enough. But 20 cents to get the brains off and take them off planet. Gone. Off Earth. These are not human beings.
This style.
These are not human beings who did this. But I let the privilege, the military, to inform you with what we're dealing. We were dealing all these thousands of years with. They are not humans. Human species are divine. You are, otherwise we wouldn't speak. We are a minority on this earth, by the way, that we discovered. We do not come. Darwin was a cabal too, saying that we come from some ape structures in African jungle. And then, you know, the dolphin going on shore with the fins, and then he starts to walk, and then the monkey, and then the monkey becomes the investment banker in London, flying cockpit. No, we came here with ships. Those ships were not wooden. They were not like Columbus or the Mayflower. No, no. We came with some pretty sophisticated stuff. And I can tell you this now, you should focus on that. The patent is now visible all of a sudden, U.S. Navy patent. Mm. We have spacecraft already, and we don't have wings on them, and no turbines, and no jet fuel. We can fly between any space of A and B on our Earth. I call it Earth, not planet, because it's not really round, within 1 hour. So New Zealand to California, or New Zealand to Chicago, or I don't know, North Pole, 1 hour max, and cheap. So the way we will travel after storm is different. The way we live is all different. Energy will be free. Tesla's patents are coming out. They were cheating on us, taking electricity money from us, idiots. We were all caged in a technological progress. It's changing. Everything's changing. So, Trump, I was on Russia today. You saw the program. This program was transmitted with 22 space satellites, 250 nations at the same time, with John Kiriakou, who was the CIA whistleblower under Obama, telling people that the CIA was doing illegal criminal interrogation with waterboarding. It was him. He's a hero, John Kiriakou is. And Obama put him in prison. And he's out now, of course. John Kiriakou is out. Julian Assange never was in prison. He is, I told you, special operations guy. He's fine. He's totally fine. And you will see him officially. You will see him officially released very soon. All of a sudden, you will see, oh, he's free. Why they put him in a high security Balmarsh prison? Because nobody then can see him, right? No co-prisoners, right? You need to think about logistics. If I declare Pascal in a prison, better that Ali next cell doesn't see him, right? I mean, Julian Assange is a hero. He, in fact, protected the Trump presidency, the first one, and the U.S. Constitution, and saved the world. Because if Hillary Clinton would have become president, we would have been dead by now. We wouldn't speak by now. We wouldn't. Their plan was to do COVID much earlier.
You know, the interesting thing about this is if people watch the Counterspin shows way back, almost everything you've said, I've stated.
Yeah.
Everything, except a couple of little things that you've brought new, which is great. People in New Zealand are having a hard time waiting for justice the swift sword of justice to come down on the head of the parasitical leeches in our parliament and the judges who have run cover for them and the police who have enforced the tyranny.
Yep.
When do they get their pound of flesh?
Look, please, let's take two steps back. All those who have been in the military service, and there are some of you who are watching this now, and some of you are in active duty, you can't even talk about it. This is good. Keep your mouth shut. But I can talk about it because I'm allied with and united with the U.S. Space Force and the United States military, but I'm not in active, well, in active war duty, but I'm not bearing secrets. Please have more respect for the military at work. This war has been officially, it was starting before, but officially declared on the 20th of December, 2019. The marching orders for more than one, for, sorry, not more, for 1 million brave men and women, servicemen and women of the United States military have been mobilized on the 27th of March, 2020. That's
My birthday, just so.
Bravo. That's and President Trump tweeted that Obama spied on him on my birthday on the 20th of August, 2020. So
nice.
The marching order was done on the 27th of March, 2020. Since then, brave men, young and women in active war duty, not sitting around in some army coffee shop, are with real munitions, real bombs, missiles, doing special ops, overtops, covert ops, eliminating under threat of life in tunnels, subterranean cities, in little cities, killing all these people. And why is it coming to an end now? Several indicators without giving, now we can collate. The no-fly zone of Mar-a-Lago, the missile defense zone, shoot down order of aircraft flying over one Mar-a-Lago ends on the last minute of the last day of May 2024. We published the, please publish the link for people so they see it. In my show notes, you have it all there. Now, I'm not moving the White House from Mar-a-Lago to another place in the last minute, which means the operation, I mean, when I take the missiles off Mar-a-Lago, long before I have moved that complex organization, the White House, which is the highest executive office and the residence of the president and family, to a different location, maybe back to Pennsylvania Avenue. What do we know? I don't know. But the fact is the missile defense system is coming off on the last day of May 24. Fact. It's even announced in the FAA website. It ends. Second, we have this solar eclipse coming, guys. Read between the lines. The National Guard is put on readiness. As you know, the National Guard has been federalized by President Trump, current wartime President Trump. National, a solar eclipse. Now, they used to say and solar flares. They used to say solar. They said in the past, solar flares might influence the walkie-talkies or the, solar flares, yes. But now we're talking about a solar eclipse. Harmless, right? Totally harmless. Everything is in high alert. And the government now in the United States here says, guys, stay at home, buy some 1 or 2 weeks of supplies, some steaks and...
champagne.
Yeah, well, and get champagne and beer. Why would the military get involved making statements for a solar eclipse on the 8th of April, guys? Now, I had somebody else, and I'm not an astrologist, but check that out. I heard that the sun or moon, the sun is in the Pisces now. That actually a solar eclipse is not really possible. Whatever, even if solar eclipse happens, for a 4 minute shadow, you mobilize the Federal National Guard all over the place, the police. I don't know when D-Day is. That's the day of total liberation. That's the prerogative of the military command, and you've got to trust the plan. Don't worry. That's my thing. Believe in yourself now, because we gave you now on this show enough. That's only .gov related, US.gov facts. We didn't speculate a thing. We just reviewed things and we talked about current legislation and military orders that are in place, all facts. So you shouldn't worry anymore. The horse face, I haven't seen her running around. When was she last on TV live? I haven't seen her. Bill Gates, where is Bill Gates? I haven't seen him. Elon Musk, bye-bye. Why should I go with a rocket-fueled 100-meter ton, you know, heavy thing to Mars? For what reason? If I tell you we have no climate crisis and we have plenty of water and beef, a lot of everything, space, why leave planet Earth? That was an Obama thing. Obama financed Tesla, the new Green Deal, which is bullshit. And yep. Elon Musk became rich overnight, being the boy of Obama. And guess what? Teslas are bad cars. They're dangerous. Don't buy them. If you have one, sell it quickly, because in a few days or weeks, when the news comes out, you won't find a buyer. You won't. And children are sent to in Africa to mine the battery stuff for Tesla cars. Every Tesla owner is supporting slave child labor. Get that in your brains. Sell the car immediately. Buy a Ford, Range Rover, I don't know, any car, Golf, I don't know. Do not buy a Tesla. Electric cars are bad for your health. They are rolling microwave ovens. Their plan was the remainder of the population to control them. The mobility is limited, and to kill them over time until their race is surrected illegally, of course, against God's will. But God was a bit smarter than them.
He was. I want people watching this not only to pay close attention to what Pascal's saying, but I'm going to give you a few little nuggets here that I gave you before. You just didn't get them. Now, 25th of April 2021 was when Counterspin originally started. Do you remember that? 31st of August 2021, I officially resigned from Freemasonry. And what did I say after reading the official letter of resignation? Because they would not protect people. Instead, they were allowing the crap to continue. So I pulled out and said, you now are going to be in the way. I also announced Operation Checkmate. Do you remember that? And what did I say straight after that? Go green. Now, if everyone looks at all this stuff and goes back and finds the timelines and the things, you'll find a lot of things interconnect here. And this is why now when with you on, Pascal, perfect timing. As the crescendo builds, now it comes together and people will finally see all of the pieces that were put in place way back here. Now they will see the interconnectivity of it all. We have our own mesh net, and not the one where they're trying to build with the digital prison. Humanity's been reset more than once before. This is not going to happen again this time. And remember, people, extraterrestrial means extra land. Have a think about it. What Pascal said about the Earth is 100% correct. I'll just leave it there and let people do some more thinking.
No, I can add to that, and we can go logic again. Logic thinking. See, population has been dumbed down by government, by media, which is Khazarian Mafia, Rothschilds, Jewish again. A little Jewish joke, which I got from Serge Gainsbourg, who's a Jew, good guy. He said, do you know what has sunk the Titanic? What was it really? What was it? Why did the Titanic sink? Public knowledge.
You mean the sister ship?
No. There was damage and then you did. No, the public. Why did the Titanic sink? Official statement, official version.
Official statement's the iceberg. Hidden iceberg.
See? Another Jew. Look, we're free speech, so I don't give a flying. And it came from a Jew.
You've got no censorship on this show, believe me.
It's finished censorship. Forget it. Rumble is cool. Look, what you said is correct. Think. If I am in Cape Town or Joburg, right? I would like to go to Buenos Aires or I want to go southern Latin America. I have to fly 12 hours to London or Paris or Frankfurt or some other stupid place and then fly another 19 hours to Buenos Aires or 12 hours. But look at this so-called globe. They're right here, right? Joburg and I could fly with today's technology on a 12-hour non-stopper to South America. No one is flying. you all go through Europe. Because if you flatten that globe, then these two tips are so far away that with a 777, we can't fly over this ocean. We can't, simply cannot. All undersea cables, you can pull up the charts, they're free of charge, of the undersea cables from Australia all the way to the States and backwards. They're all going through Europe. They're all going through, yeah? Not one of them goes around. Antarctica is Antarctic Council protecting it. Now it's finished, but why? Because the Cabal, the other species were there. The Nazis, the Fourth Reich, the Khazarian land was Ukraine. Today's Ukraine. The deep state is Ukraine. That's why the cooperation between the brave Russian armed forces and, of course, our military to take out the deep state is Ukraine. The Corona labs with the pathogens that they injected into us were in Ukraine. 140 of them. Zelensky, a Jewish guy who flies the Nazi flag on the battlefield, it was their plan to raise the Fourth Reich out of Ukraine. It's all over. It's finished. Now,
Syrian Empire.
Yes. So, talking about extraterrestrials, extra terra, correct, extra terra, additional land, right? Behind the ice wall is probably more land. I heard 176 land masses of ours around us. Pretty modern stuff. Huh? And then the last point, the Hollywood shows you the ETs coming and threatening us. That is true. Why do you think the biggest investment ever done by President Trump was to form the Space Force? The real threat from now on is no longer the neighbor country. We are one government now. We, our threat, our realistic threat is from space. There are other species that are jealous. They want to conquer our paradise that's given to us by God. And they will not be able to because we're the Space Force now. The Russians also have one. And the last point is, Hollywood movies, which are, by the way, all these guys are gone, huh? No more new movies of all these famous people and music stars. They're all killed because they are executed because they were satanic rituals. Bad people. Tom Hanks, boom. You know, Sean Penn, who criticized the unvaxxed, boom. You have the ETs, right? They call them. You know what? God gave us. Us, we are the extraterrestrials, we are the aliens. We came to this earth through God. Mm. We came with ships. We are the ones. And that's why I told you we have ships already, spacecraft. They go space, air, anytime, into the water even, underwater, up.
That's right.
Anti-gravity. In the pattern, it's called excessive speeds. Now, yeah, it's very fast. It's cool stuff. What you said is, and what I commend you, that you left the Freemasonry. All Freemasons listening now, also in Switzerland, I know a few. I haven't been in there, but they confessed to me. I don't know why they did that. You're done. Your secret society is done. You've done bad things. You know it. And you think running away? The Space Force knows where you live. They know. They track your car. They know you. Your phone calls. You're done. Freemasons, be prepared for a rough ride because you are a secret society. And as President Kennedy said, John F. K. said, we do not tolerate secret societies anymore. Right? We don't. Why do we need secret societies? For what purpose? That's really conspiracy stuff. We don't need that. We don't need them. We don't want them. I don't want secret societies. That's really bad stuff. We don't need them. They were touching
Pascal,
children.
I have one last question, yeah. I think.
Yes, sure.
We probably should be finishing. Yeah. But just Kelvin and I are both, of course, very connected with the media.
Yep.
And it's basically the tyranny of the mainstream media at the moment. They are suffering a lot of cuts. They're becoming less popular and a few journalists are going to be losing their jobs. But still the same lies are being rolled out. Now, you talk about this time, sometimes 10 days of darkness, but something is going... Presumably, the media will go dark at that time. But
the media
is
will
there a way for the truth to come through at that time?
The media will be taken out. Boom. Switched off. We don't need them anymore. They're all cabal. They're all bad. And by the way, a lot of controlled opposition too. Boom, we know who they are.
Yes, they are.
Gone.
I'm looking forward to seeing them eviscerated, that's for sure.
Look,
but what about the truth coming through? People just don't know it. Or sleep the system
and broadcast it all.
Yeah, it's the EBS, the emergency broadcast system. Every nation has it. You'll get an instruction to go home. Then you go home, please. Go home. And please, this lockdown is not against the population. It's to protect you, but nothing serious. It is the end game. Why? No aircraft, no internet, no helicopters, no private jet, no taxis, no nothing. All the remaining bad and sick people, including Freemasons, now, hello, you'll be gone, boom. They'll be picked up. Now, they say, oh, there will be a shooting in Parliament. Oh, no. Hey, the military guys, I take 10 Marines. I go to the New Zealand Parliament. They have a session. There's a bus outside, everybody, please. Parliamentarians, where is their weapons? How many jets do they command? Zero. They want to call the police. You go follow the bus, go to the bus. So they'll be, I believe, that's my collation now, a channel running, one military TV channel. Everybody will have the same in different countries, same time. There's apparently, that's now rumor. That's not confirmed through .gov website yet. There'll be an eight-hour loop film playing for about 10 days nonstop, extra. This is not brainwashing. This is to correct your brains, your consciousness.
Yeah.
And to explain why it will be explained, why you are in a lockdown. It will be explained for your protection, for your liberation. It will be explained. They will show apparently gruesome stuff of politicians doing horrible things to children and other people, war crimes, crimes against humanity. Clinton was eating babies, stuff, crazy stuff. I know it sounds horrible, but that's what they have done, these people.
Pressure trip.
Yeah, satanic rituals, CERN, off, boom. That's the truth will come out through the military, of course. They are the authority, the US military and the allied military under command of the US military forces, New Zealand forces. They will take control in a calm fashion. It's not like Africa where they go and with guns and tanks in roads. There'll be military presence because to catch the bad guys running with the Nike turn shoes or Adidas, pick them up. But you won't see much difference, really. When you come out, though, life will change. I believe time, which is fake, we don't have time. Everything happens at the same time. Time was a way to enslave humanity, right? Working time, sleeping time. Right. It's over. So science will change where the moon and sun, where the moon is fake news because I think it's a base of the other species which we have exterminated. Science will be pretty much corrected and it will be shocking for many and not many will make it. We are a minority of human species on this earth right now. And it's going to be, as President Trump said, the best is yet to come. And again, he never lied to you, so you can be happy.
Well, Pascal, that is fascinating. And we thank you very much for taking the time to join us. I think people are going to get a lot of information out of this. Yeah. And if they're looking between the lines that we've been delivering, they'll get the rest, hopefully. But definitely Derek Johnson, as you said, 1776 Nation.
And the documents.info. He has still kept the website where those presidential orders and legislation are laid out for you, please.
And we'll put them all in the show notes, too.
Good. And one more last thing. Yes. Please believe in yourself. God lives in you. Everybody's equal. There's no more color of skin, religion. No. Please.
There never was a middleman.
Take care of each other. There shouldn't be any jealousy. Jealousy is satanic. We're not jealous. Come on. One has got two cars and you have no car. So what? Yeah, you will have enough. I think financially also, people worried now. Don't worry. Do you think this operation has been started without thinking of your health, well-being, and financial well-being? The central banks will be obliterated, BIS, all this stuff will be gone. There is a new financial system already running. Your savings, without you knowing, are already booked on it. but inflation is gone. We don't need it anymore, etc. So financially, don't worry. You will have plenty of everything. We are richer than you believe, spiritually, for sure. But also, we have enough materialistic, energy and endless stuff to keep us going. And eat beef. Do not eat this artificial meat. Do not. It's there to poison
That's
you.
That's right.
Do not touch it.
Hey, Mike, here's another little nugget for you. My oldest boy, Jesse, he turns 33 this year, right? Jesse Shine Raven Trinity Phoenix, and my last boy's name, who's 1 year old on April 3rd, Storm. Just saying.
Storm.
You know, Operation I was involved with Croatia as a banker, and I was a good guy, and I supported the creation of, the aftermath of this horrible war, that Croatia gained independence and had a war to go through. And then the war was ended with Operation Storm. And Martin Albright and Clinton, they put an embargo of weapons on the victim of the other aggressor, can you believe it? And then the President Tuchman, the Croat president, said, I had enough of this. He called the tank factory, which produced T-90 Russian tanks for the Kuwaitis, and they had 100 tanks in desert colors in the factory ready to go. And the president called himself and said, you fuel these things up, spray them green, and you form Brigade 4 and Brigade 7. And then these two brigades rolled up the hill, and they took back the borders, and the operation was called Storm. And it ended that war. This one I call Storm because of President Trump, the White House. He said, these are the most wonderful people. 2017 it was. He's wonderful people in the room, world's biggest military leaders. And this journalist lady said, what do you mean by... Oh, he said, it's calm before the storm. And she interjected, Mr. President, what do you mean by storm? You'll find out.
Yes, exactly. Well, fascinating. Pascal Lajardi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Guys. It's been fantastic.
It's our land and our constitution. Let's uphold it together. Yeah. Be nice to each other. Thanks.
100%.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you again.
Later. Thank you so much, Pascal.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And welcome back. And just before you shut down and go away, I just want to tell you that after we stopped recording that interview, we then continued discussions, as we do with a lot of our guests. An interesting discussion got underway of where our tech team Zulu, the one man who basically makes all of this happen and run, he asked Pascal a question, which will be on the lips of everyone. Why should people believe you when others have come out talking about Q, talking about the special military operation undertaken by the Commander-in-Chief and the US military across the world, involving a number of countries, who have given dates and times and basically outlined an operational status and when it would come to fruition, and even, as I said, provided dates. Why would people believe you when none of those others to date have actually come to fruition? We thought that was a good question, so we thought we'd leave that in and, of course, have Pascal respond to that question. Here's what he had to say.
Okay, I've made a 3-minute, 54-second film yesterday. It's on my Rumble. It's the last message. Take your time. In there, in these 3 minutes 50, it's all explained. First, I put in there the cannons of Biden inauguration, right? Three cannons. It's there. The film. It's there. The inauguration was at 11:47. Go and check. It's unconstitutional. On purpose, I cannot give the key of the White House to some guy called Arthur Roberts. I can't. So it's invalid. The inauguration already is 11:47. Invalid. President Trump and Melania were on Andrews Base, right? Andrews Air Force Base outside of Washington, D.C., right?
Yep.
He got, CNN said, oh, the president has his own ego. He asked for four cannons. What a bullshit. You don't get those four cannons. You cannot order them like in a restaurant for a steak. You can't. It's not optional. You get them if you are the commander-in-chief. He got the 21 shots, 3 seconds. Calculate the seconds, please. And then he said, bring me back to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, I will do it. Because White House is there. And the plane took off at 12 noon. The Constitution says the president's mandate ends and continues or starts at 12 noon. That's when the pilots are great. Air Force One lifted off. The wheels came off the runway at exactly 59 seconds before 12. So this is fact. This is constitutional. All the rest, then, if you accept that it's unconstitutional, which it is, it's clear that I don't know where I'm going is an actor. And look at the face, please. Joe Biden was a pretty good-looking guy. He was a charismatic-looking guy. He was a traitor.
And you can never look at his earlobes. Even the earlobes are different.
Not even that. Just look at the face. And the voice, guys, voice doesn't change, right? Doesn't change. Take a recording from Joe Biden YouTube voice and look at the voice of this dude. Not the same. So PSYOPs, don't forget, PSYOPs guys are experts in what they're doing. And he said that on Alex Jones' show. He said, I'm a PSYOPs guy, right?
Petunic, yep.
Right?
That's because often you have to do misdirection and for operational security.
Mm-hmm. You see, in PSYOPs, you need to, at that time, it was 21, you told me, right, this show? Don't forget, it's a shadow game. Again, now we can talk clearer about it because the war is over, right? But we wanted to panic people and see where they go, in which direction. I'll give you an example of what I learned in counterespionage. It's very simple, in military. You're in a village. Everybody knows you, right? And the hairdressers are known to be the CNN town, correct? For ladies more than for men. But they always ask you, where have you been? What have you done? Then what you want to find out is who's talking to whom is very simple. You give them an extraordinary, shocking, good, crazy information like, I bought a house on Fifth Avenue. I'm a carpenter, but I bought a $5 million house. I made a deal with somebody, some shady stuff. And I'm buying a Bentley tomorrow. Give them all that shit. Yeah? Give them the film. Then you go to the village and wait and see from which tube this information comes out again. And then you go, boom, they got them.
Yep. And that's what my mother said. If you want to find out who the leak is, tell everyone a different story. And whichever one comes back, there's your leak.
Yes. Good mother. And you know what? Something else is funny. And this is weird, huh? That shows you there are not many humans left, human beings. I mean, with the ether, with the soul. I'm doing everything for them, right? What I have done. And I'm not proud. I mean, I don't want any likes for that. I don't need that. But they're fighting me. And they're jealous of me. And I say, you idiots. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Nobody calls me anymore. Believe me, 99.9% of relationships and so-called friends that we had since I went against the Swiss president, stumm. No phone call. No WhatsApp. They go leave my group. I see them today, and the guy from Freemason at 32 degree left. They're getting scared. Why are they scared of truth? Right. Platon said, I understand small children that are scared in the dark, but the real tragedy is when men are afraid of light. Satan hates light. Reptiles hate light. We represent light. And now many people will fight you and they will still criticize you. And you have, don't even enter into an argument. Just delete them, block them, continue stuff. I have learned my lesson to protect me is just to delete them. I'm canceling them, all of them. And I don't talk to them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't need to. We don't need to convince them. We give you, like you give the disclosure, to give you the links.gov. If you don't get it, sorry, you're stupid, not you. I said to people, you're dumb, you're born dumb, you go materialistic, stay where you are in your materialistic world, you will not survive because their world will change, will collapse. For us, it's an opening, but their world will collapse. It was linked to bad stuff, corruption, manipulation. Parents who manipulate their children, that's also something stupid. Never do. We don't have children, Isabel and I, and we don't need to. Other parents have children, it's fine. But they manipulate kids, like the five-year-olds. If you do this, the bad guy will come and hit you. Hey, no, with fear. No. Let them trip over. Oh, daddy, I told you. Biden is fake, of course. Macron, I just published on my Telegram. Look at my 3.5, 3 minutes, 50 seconds. I've done it for you guys in my Rumble. It's with the American flag and Trump. Click it. Play it. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I played a fun movie. 3 minutes. You'll understand everything. One more thing. Did you see my verdict? I made it in English, Russian, subtitle, German subtitle, Spanish subtitle. It's on my Rumble featured, that one that is featured. That one is important. I'm accusing the Swiss government directly.
That's the one where you were talking about Geneva being the
snakehead. That's
the head corruption. Of the snake.
That's when we started to disclose in October.
Yeah.
But the one featured now is more than 300,000 views in 5 days.
Yeah.
Do something about it. Use it. I'm destroying the Swiss government and telling people exactly why the treason was done by Swiss government.
You know, New Zealand used to be called the Switzerland of the Pacific.
It still is.
I think it can
be. It's corrupt as well.
No more horse mouth. Did you know that 50% of Swiss people have got chromosomes from Tutankhamun? Why did I say the snakehead evil is in Geneva? Because the pharaohs, they built those pyramids, right? They're bad guys, by the way. They vanished, right? All of a sudden. And there was a gap of technology because the Egyptians today don't even know how to build a 50-story building without collapsing it, correct?
Correct.
The knowledge left. They left. They migrated out like that. Where did they go? I ask you. They went to Geneva, yes. There's a cemetery called the King's Cemetery in Geneva. You can go there. It's huge. It has obelisks, black, no names on them, no dates, hundreds of them.
Nice.
Not nice, no, very bad. Switzerland was Satan's base.
Oh, indeed, I'm saying it's nice.
And the Jews being the chosen people, it's over.
It's a joke, yeah.
They've used Hitler to finance him to attack Russia and to create the Jewishness because they said, it took blood from the people and they could tell if you're Jewish genome or not. And that's why you went to the KZ. After that moment, everybody believed, wow, yes, you got Jewish blood. That is different. That was propaganda. Jews are not different. They're like you and me, Christians, Arabs, whatever. But they called themselves chosen people to kill all others. They tried.
Yeah.
It's finished.
And they tried it more than once, too. They tried the 6 million Holocaust since 1891, I think.
There was no look.
People, yeah, I agree, and we've been saying that.
No, simple statistics. There were about 250,000 Jews in Germany at the time.
Yep.
The mountains of dead bodies that they filmed, these are British, American, French soldiers which they were hungering in the camps. Those were not Jewish lives.
Exactly.
Why gas them? Hitler using a train system, rails, for 12 years to kill only 6 million? Whoa. Why gas them with these super shower rooms and Cyclone B? Kill them.
I mean, 1943.
Kill them. I mean, if you want, if you're a dictator, you kill them, right? Shoot them.
That's right.
Or burn them. But why gas chambers, have a shower, you must go naked? But everybody believed this stuff.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's not for me to transmit this news. This will all come through the military.
Yeah. We really do appreciate your time, though. Legend.
Well, look, military justice, golden history books, is the only justice that always worked. Military justice. And the military is here to protect our constitutions. I gave an oath. That's why I went to the Americans. I became American military because I had to decide. Do I support the regime killing people? No. I uphold the constitution. That's my job. That's why I allied myself, unified myself with the U.S. Space Force. Very simple. You do the same in the field.
Welcome back. So that was a very interesting interchange after the, as I said, the recording stopped and we just got discussing, but we thought it was a question worthy to bring to air. Pascal handled that very well. our tech is still on the fence because, you know, let's face it, a lot of people have been burnt before by people who have come on and said that that this sort of thing's happening. Where Pascal has solid ground is he quotes a lot of executive orders that have continued. He talks about Derek Johnson, who we've contacted to have on the show as well, because Derek deals in only facts and evidence in terms of law of war manual, executive orders, and how these things play out in a wartime presidential scenario. Remember, the U.S. Supreme Court has already come out and ruled that the position of President of the United States and that of the Commander-in-Chief are two separate titles. So you may have the feckless Biden occupying Pennsylvania Ave or not, and pretending to be president while he looks like a clown on the world stage. But of course, there's nothing to suggest Donald Trump is not and has not remained the Commander-in-Chief since war was declared against the US with election interference and a whole host of other actions taken by foreign adversaries. So it's going to be interesting. I guess it's a watch this space. So please, if you enjoy what we're doing, go to counterspinmedia.com/donate. Give what you can. We need to keep on air. We are fighting probably one of the most important vectors of this war, and that's the digital battle space, the war of people for people's minds. If we had to counsel out their propaganda with facts and evidence and get it in front of people, you need to support us. You need to share our content, and together we can win this fight. We'll be back with a whole lot more in future shows. See you then.
Keep checking back on counterspinmedia.com and look under the videos tab for more videos from the Conquering Darkness Truthathon.
Counterspinmedia.com, where lies come to die.